Hello and welcome back to Reality Check. Just a heads up for those who might care about such things. I have a new testimonial up from a client of mine named Emily, bringing the total to 3 so far. Within the next few weeks, I'm pretty sure I'll have 2 more posted as well. It's been about 6 months since I launched the website and actively started, marketing Reality Guidance. And while I'm anxious to increase the momentum, I'm proud of the work I've done so far with the clients that I have had and also the ones that I continue to work with. While I may be new to entrepreneurial networking and marketing, one thing I can say for certain is that so far, people seem to be getting a lot out of sessions with me, even more than I thought they would when I first started this endeavor. I always knew I could help people, but what surprised me is the speed at which change is possible. As much as it seems I'm making good impressions on them, they are also lifting my spirits by showing me just how adaptable a human mind is when it finally gets sick and tired of an unfulfilled life. And so on that note, if you are finally sick and tired of being disappointed with your direction in life or your sense of control, let me know. Apparently, as I'm learning, it might not take a whole lot or very much time to see pretty dramatic results, as long as there's a strong desire there. All right, so this week's topic is kind of sort of a continuation of episode 13, which is all about the need to judge. To recap briefly, I argued that not only do people judge themselves and each other all the time, but that if we didn't, we'd be lost. If you've got the time, go and listen to that one before this, if you want the full picture. But specifically today, I wanted to address one particular way in which judging affects us all. And there are many words for it, reliability, trustworthiness, and for the old souls out there, they called it honor. But basically the idea is keeping your word, committing to something and then seeing it through. And it sounds pretty simple, right? You'd be surprised just how often all of us fall down on this basic principle. Okay, first, why is it important in the first place? Well, I used a related example in episode 13, but to sum up, it boils down to self-esteem and reputation. When you make a commitment and then see it through to conclusion, that's the very essence of building self-esteem. Set a goal, form a plan, execute on the plan, achieve the goal, rinse and repeat. And so when you interrupt that process, for whatever reason, good or bad, it's going to hit your self-esteem. There is literally no way around that. Now, sometimes the extenuating circumstances are enough to justify it. For example, your parents died, so you can't make that lunch date with your friends. But the vast, vast majority of the time, the reasons we come up with for bailing are usually fear, laziness, depression, etc., etc. So when you break the commitment you made to yourself, regardless of any other considerations, it's almost a certainty that you are deciding to lower your own self-esteem. It's important to note this because many people seem to think that if other people don't mind you bailing, that there was no price to pay for it. And that's wrong, wrong, wrong. You paid a price, psychologically, even if you don't notice right away. The reason it's so hard to maintain high self-esteem is because it's almost invisible when you lose it. It doesn't usually disappear in large doses. It's always a case of death by a thousand cuts. A tiny hit here, a tiny hit there. After years of that pattern and all of the resulting consequences that are impossible to avoid, suddenly you're staring down the barrel of full-on depression and you have no idea why. So keep all this in mind as we continue. You absolutely cannot cheat self-esteem in that cause-effect sort of way. Now, the second major part of keeping your word are the social implications, which I think are, most people are familiar with. You bail on your friends, or worse, your business responsibilities once. It's bad but not horrible, provided you have a good reason. But you start establishing a pattern of that, and people will quickly regard you as unreliable. We learn this concept pretty quickly in life. You may have even had a friend or a boss tell you this at some point in your life. But how do you measure how reliable you seem to others? You could ask your close friends, but they might not even give you an honest answer for fear of hurting your feelings. So how can you know? Well, as always, the best indicator of what people think is not what they say, but how they act. Most people don't enjoy confrontation. They don't want to make things awkward in an attempt to change your behavior. Plus, there's no guarantee that even if they do talk to you about it, that you're going to change anything. In fact, it's almost certain that you won't change if it's just because someone told you to. So if you've shown someone that they can't fully depend on you to do what you say you're going to do, they'll just simply stop coming to you. And probably the hardest aspect to this is that they might not even be aware of what they're doing. They might never actually have the thought of, you know, no, forget that dude, he sucks. Instead, they might just conjure your image in their heads when making a decision, and for a reason that they don't bother to give a name to, your image just doesn't sit right with them. And it's on that intuition that they make their decision. Now, why does that distinction matter? Well, because words are all but useless to change it. Even if you realize that you're slowly being ostracized and you confront the person and say, you know, hey, I'm sorry I haven't been the best for a while now and I'm going to, you know, work on that. They may be glad you said that, but it probably won't change that feeling that they have about you, that intuition that tells them, you know, no thanks when they think of you. Actions are really the only way of changing it. But the catch-22 of it all is, how do you prove you're more reliable now when the other person has already cut you out and thereby they're not giving you any opportunities to prove that you've changed? That's why it's so vital to keep your word. Once you lose your reputation in this regard, it's very hard to repair it. And it's not even fully bailing on people that affects it necessarily. I'm going to include a link in the description of this episode that links to a minute and a half long video that gives a perfect example of what I'm talking about. And plus, it's kind of funny. For those who might be listening some other way, just Google the words cell phone and flaky and then click on the first video you see. You can probably guess what my, you know, from that clue, what my next example is going to be. Okay, so before cell phones and text messages, people who wanted to get together made plans days in advance, you know, and they scheduled their lives out that way. Especially in the last few hours before meeting up with somebody, you really couldn't cancel on the person because there was no way of telling them. They would be sitting there waiting for you for an hour or more. You would have stood them up. But today, because we can communicate at will, we now think that since we can let the person know that we can't come, like, immediately, and because they won't be sitting there for an hour waiting, that somehow makes everything cool. This is a huge mistake, and just one example of how subtle this, you know, keeping your word idea can be in practice. If you schedule a meeting with somebody, and 20 minutes beforehand you cancel by text, okay, fine, thanks for letting me know. If you do that a few more times, like it or not, that other person is going to start thinking of you as, you know, that guy. Eventually, they'll just stop bothering to schedule anything with you. This ruins friendships and will absolutely ruin business relationships. Now, some people may think, hey, we all do this. I don't care when people cancel on me because I don't want them to care when I cancel on them. You know, it all works out. We're all good. You may think you're skirting cause and effect with this reasoning, but you aren't. Think about it in different terms. If you were a thief and you were friends with other thieves and one of those other thieves stole something from you, do you honestly think you wouldn't care in the slightest? Sure, you may not have a consistent, rational case for feeling pissed about it, because, after all, you're all thieves. This behavior is expected. But still, you aren't going to like it. And even among thieves, trust and reliability are value, for exactly this reason. In a way, we are all thieves when we break our word. We're corrupting our self-esteem, and we're stealing other people's time and energy. Steal those things enough times, and people will start locking those precious things away from you. Keeping your word is one of the most important things you can do in life. And if you think it's all hardship and misery, you know, doing the tough, honest thing instead of the easy, lazy thing, think again. When you consistently keep your word, you're also gaining self-esteem, which in turn makes keeping your word the next time even easier. And not only that, but people take notice when you go above and beyond for them, especially when they know that you had to overcome some difficulty. You know, if your boss knows that you turned down going to a ball game in order to get your project done on time, he's going to file that away in his mind. You know, come promotion time, you're that much more likely to be remembered than the guy that, you know, got away with it. The guy that went to a ball game thinking that, you know, as long as no one yelled at him, he escaped all consequences. Sure, he might not have gotten reprimanded, but he sure isn't getting a raise anytime soon either. It's hard to reclaim your reliability in other people's eyes, but the sooner you decide to make your word into your bond from now on, the better. Given enough time and an unbroken track record, you'll notice some pretty substantial results, both personally and professionally. All right, well, as Forrest Gump says, that's all I have to say about that. Check back next week to listen to me answer a question involving murder. Talk to you then.